So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're live. Radio Row in Baltimore, Maryland. Army-Navy game going on tomorrow. We had Mike Mayock on the show a few minutes ago. If you missed that, Odyssey app. Check it out. Later on today, we will be joined by RG3. Excited to get his thoughts on the quarterback situation around here. And Mark Ingram will join us as well. We'll have our guest that takes. We'll have you people, all that, coming up in just a few minutes. But, Hugh, before we get back to the phone lines and everyone's thoughts on whether or not this team's going to break out on Sunday, the offense is going to break out, I think we need to address something as a show.
What you got?
Well, did you happen to hear the pledge that the afternoon show presented their audience yesterday?
Yeah, I did. And I was – can I just say this before you start?
Yeah.
I was surprised at Ike Reese. I was surprised that he was a part of that foolishness.
Well, speaking of that foolishness, if you missed it yesterday, and it's foolishness is the perfect word for it. Yesterday, the afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz rolled out a positivity pledge for how everyone at the Link should act on Sunday. Let's hear a little bit of that from Spike yesterday afternoon.
Today, I am asking everyone who will be at the game, and even if you will be at the game in spirit on Sunday, to take the WIP afternoon show positivity pledge. It involves two things, Ike. Mm. The first thing it involves, and I took a page out of our own Jack Fritz's book here.
Finally.
Standing O 2.0. When the offense walks out onto the field for the first time on Sunday, we give them a standing ovation. They haven't played well this year. They know they haven't played well. We know they haven't played well. They know we're upset, and they think we have every right to be upset. But I think they should know that we are behind them. And the second thing with the WIP afternoon show positivity pledge is no booing for the first quarter. If they have a 3-and-out, we know what's going to happen. If they start booing, everybody's going to get tight. That means the players are going to get tight. Again, I don't think it's normally our job to make them play well. Our job is to react to how they play. But we got to do our part to save the season. So there you have it. Standing O 2.0 for the first time for the offense and no booing for the first quarter. It is the WIP Afternoon Show Positivity Pledge.
All right, well, we need the WIP Midday Show pledge against the pledge. Hugh, this... What are we doing? Okay? I listened to that yesterday, and we did this with the Trey Turner thing, right? And I remember that conversation that day, right, when Jack and the whole idea the day before, and we did it on our show that day. And I was in support of that one, right? That was a first-year player on a long-term deal.
Wait a minute, you was in support of...
I was in support of the Trey Turner one, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think it could hurt, so I was in support of it.
Yeah, it was a disaster.
Okay, Kyle hated it. I was in support of it. First-year player on a new contract. This is the most expensive offense in the history of the NFL. They just won the Super Bowl last year. This isn't the little engine that could. These are marquee players. And we're going to give them some contrived standing ovation before they play the Las Vegas Raiders. First of all, they get cheered when they run out of the tunnel anyway, so they're going to get cheered. But the part of it that I can't handle is after a three and out to expect people not to boo? I mean, what are we talking about here? Just this is what I need everyone to do Sunday. Okay, and I'll bring this up at the pregame, and we'll see what the crowd in front of us see at the pregame. I'm sure.
If you bring it up, they're going
to
boo you.
I know, yeah. But I will bring it up to see what everyone says on the panel on Sunday. Just be appropriate on Sunday. If they go down and score a touchdown their first drive, cheer the heck out of them. I mean, give them the biggest round of ovation we've given them in weeks. But if they go three and out against the Raiders, boo them out of the building. Hugh, what do you feel?
I feel you. This fan base is built different. And, you know, I like Jack. I like him a lot. And, you know, I know me and Jack we've had our little differences.
This is where, like, callers, I love you, Hugh, but.
No, Jack needs to be slapped across the lips.
There you go.
For that take. I love you, Jack. But dude, are you kidding me? Baseball fans are different. You know, they watch the games different. They usually go, and no disrespect, they go for the good time. Eagle fans go because they love the Eagles. No disrespect to the Phillies fans. But you go there and you get you a couple adult beverages and you have a good time and you get banged up.
That's right.
And you enjoy the game either way. Philly Eagles fans live and die with every throw, every tackle, every possession, all that. It's different. I would be so upset. I would do the Twitter troll thing, and I'd be trolling everybody and sending them mean and hurtful messages if they went out there and didn't do what I expected them to do every Sunday and boo the team if they're bad. It's like a badge of honor, man. You can't. Listen, that's cool for baseball. It ain't cool for football.
There's also something where in a baseball player.
Okay, it's not cool for baseball, but it ain't. It's neither cool neither or, but it happened in baseball already.
Wow. I also think there's something to a player gets four at-bats, right? You can build up to he's on the on-deck circle. All right, everybody stand up. Tell him we're behind him. It doesn't work like that in football. Like, we don't know what the next play is. What if the plan is not to boo and then there's a turnover on the first play? Like, what do you expect people to do?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
You know what they say about the sequels? Never as good as the original.
No, they are.
And the original sucked. Anyway.
I tell you what, man, and I will say this. As much vitriol that I've faced when it comes to Eagle fans mad about me saying this, that, and the third about the quarterback, anything that I say. I don't take it personal.
Sure.
Now, you ain't going to say nothing you want to me. You just ain't going to talk crazy to me. But I don't take it personal because that's what Eagle fans do. We love this team, man, and we're passionate about it. And if you boo, I feel like you have every right to boo.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the power of positivity is a farce. It's not a thing. Like, if they go out there and they crap the bed against the Raiders, it's going to, and it should be, disgusting in that building.
It's going to be, yeah. And if they play great, the people will cheer just like every other great Eagles game.
Yeah.
Right? If the Eagles put up 40, it's going to sound like it should if they put up 40. This doesn't have to be planned out. Hill, before we get back to full lines, how would you feel? Because I was thinking about this yesterday as I listened to them. Like, I would be embarrassed if I was Jalen Hurts and I got a standing ovation to start the game. I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like, you always use the word accomplished. He is an accomplished quarterback, right? This isn't a first-year player trying to make his way. He has been at two Super Bowls. He's won a Super Bowl MVP. He's performed on the highest stages in college and the pros. To get a contrived cheer before a Raiders game coming off of a 5-turnover night, I'd be embarrassed if I was him. Like, if you were a player, like back in your day, and you the defense sucked, like you guys were in a bad spot, and they cheered you even when you didn't deserve it, would you feel weird?
I would think something was wrong with – I would think I was in Bizarro World or something like that. It's just – that's something that never happens, man. I know we're trying to be positive and things like that, but Jalen has owned this. If it's his fault or not, he said, you know, he has to play better. Yeah, he does. And this weekend is going to show me what Jalen is made of, by far the absolute worst game he's had as a pro. Do I think Jalen's going to go out there and throw 5 picks or turn the ball over 5 times? No, I don't think that.
I don't think so.
Jalen probably have a couple turnovers. I would expect that.
Two.
Well, because, Joe, this is how I think the game has to go.
Trying to open this thing up?
Got to get back on the horse. Got to throw the football. Can't be afraid to throw the football. So with that comes some interceptions potentially. So that's what that comes with. But if you're built, to me, in order to have success, you have to build off of what happened Monday night. I mean, and that's where I'm at with it. And it might not look pretty in the beginning, but as long as you win the game, that's all that matters.
That's right, Hugh. It starts with Las Vegas.
It starts with Las Vegas, baby.
It's in the notebook.
It's in the notebook.
With that wonderful gel pen. All right, 215.
You like that pen, don't you? I see you ain't put it down since you got it.
I will not throw this one across the room. And I promised, here's a pledge. No. I promised I wouldn't throw any pens here today because it's one thing if I throw them in our studio and they accidentally hit you. We're in, you know.
They already don't think. They're already looking at, listen. Everybody, as we talk, we're loud and boisterous. Yeah. You already think we don't know how to act, man.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys see the looks as we just talk?
Yes,
this is
I
a
do.
Normal conversation. It's like, what are they yelling like, listen, about?
Yeah.
I'm trying to tone it down.
We are.
But
we're the class clowns here.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't put us in the corner. They put us, like, right in the front,
smack dab.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, all right. That's their mistake.
215-592-9494.
Do I have another read? Because if you do, got to stall them out, Debo.
It's 11:08.
We got time. I'm just making sure.
I'm going to need you to lock in.
Stall them out, Debo.
You have make sure. You have roughly 14 minutes.
No, I'm just saying. Just stall them out, Debo.
Wait a minute.
This one don't have a time.
Yeah,
you'll be fine. All right, 215-592-9494. That's the number. Your take on all this. Do you expect Eagles offense to break out? And which pledge are you on board with? The afternoon show pledge was just no booing no matter what happens in the first quarter and the standing ovation as they come out. Or our pledge, which is just act normal. Just be appropriate.
Yeah.
Like, if they play well, cheer them. Have a great time. If
be
they
you.
Play poorly, boom.
Be you.
Just be the whatever you are at normal game. Juice in South Philly. What's up, Juice?
Hey, good morning. So, Hugh, I got to tell you, buddy, listen, I called up yesterday for the same exact reason that we're talking about, and they got mad at me, man. They hung up on me.
Wow. They hung up on you, Juice.
Oh, how dare they?
Come on. They did,
well, so I'm just saying, so here's my point. It's a contact sport. It's a gladiator sport. You don't sit there and coddle somebody by saying, oh, you know, Adam on the behind and, you know, that a boy, good try, keep trying. It's not baseball. But my thing with the whole standing ovation thing was last year when a couple years ago when they did it, they did it for one player. They did it for Trey Turner. They're trying to it's condescending almost in the way that they brought it up and the way that they presented it to me. So that's why, as an Eagle fan, I took exception to it. Like, you know, here's my thing when it comes down to Jalen Hurts and the Eagles and all that. I feel like as a fan base, we're a little spoiled now. I feel like as a fan base, we forget that people were selling their firstborn kids and their grandparents died.
What?
I think it's a he's just using a figure
okay.
of speech.
I was about to say.
It's not a literal selling of children.
What the hell?
Listen. People would have literally sold their firstborn kid to watch the Eagles win the Super Bowl before 2018. And 7 years later, we want to fire a head coach and we want to get rid of a quarterback because they've lost three games in a row.
That's
after
right.
They've won 25 out of 30.
Yeah.
Wow. Right?
So to me,
right. they don't need to be pat on the behind and a standing ovation. They need tough love. It's football, man. I just don't get the fact. Like, I don't get how, you know, you could sit there and think that hugging it out on a football field is going to work, in a sense, if you know what I'm saying. But real
well,
quick,
you can. And I think you're right about the physics. Baseball is a very mental game, especially when a player, like a hitter, goes into a slump. So, yeah, it weighs on them. Football is reaction and physicality and make the play. Like, it's not a sport for make-believe standing ovations. It doesn't make any sense.
That's what I'm saying. Joe, wait, real quick, I got JoJo here with me. You now, your playoff partner. You know you took the 3-seed, right?
You know you're facing Aaron on this weekend.
Is that right?
Yeah, you against
good
Aaron.
Good job, JoJo. Way to go.
I need you to destroy Aaron.
Okay. JoJo, you heard that right? We got to destroy Aaron.
Yeah.
What did you say, Baker? He's not happy about Baker.
This is great.
He's not happy with your quarterback situation.
Okay. Oh, did you have a bad night last night? Let's check in. We got to check this out, Hugh. You're in big trouble then.
What do you mean?
Are you going to lose to Aaron?
We're losing. We're losing. That's okay.
I can't.
Well, you're up. You're up slightly, but Baker did not have a great night last night.
No, he didn't. So. That's all right, JoJo. Yeah. Hey, you know what? That's okay. We got to the playoffs, JoJo. If it don't all work out,
what
we got
kind
to
of attitude is that?
Because it's my head coach's first coaching job.
He's on the hot seat. If you
no, it's not. He did a great job.
JoJo, we appreciate it. Hold on a second.
He did a great
job. What kind of attitude is that? We made the playoffs?
We did.
JoJo's a lame duck right now. You realize that, right?
He's a lame duck coach? No, JoJo, we bring it JoJo back.
All right, I'm looking at it right now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's our alternative if we don't bring JoJo back.
You can find a new coach.
I'm going to stick with JoJo.
No, you, buddy.
JoJo, don't worry about it. We're discussing your future.
You are the
on
heir,
the air.
You're the heir apparent, Hugh.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Weekly press conference with Hugh Douglas would be wild. Aaron in San Diego's got a 53% chance to beat you, so.
That ain't looking good, huh?
Yeah, it's me against Terrence. I don't notice Kyle Quinn in the bracket here.
Yeah, it's weird.
You didn't make it?
Mm-mm. Yeah, well, it's a reset year.
Oh, okay.
This is for real?
It happens. Well, I mean, Hugh, to be honest.
Everybody can't go to the playoffs.
If it wasn't for JoJo, right. You would have been on the outside.
Well, we don't know that for
sure.
We don't know that.
Well,
who's on your team?
That's why we're gonna bring it back, Baker Mayfield.
Who else?
Who else? Mm-hmm. Juju Smith-Schuster.
I don't know if that's accurate.
I would have to imagine that's not.
That's a lie.
Can I just say, full disclosure, I haven't watched my fantasy team since we drafted our fantasy team.
And you didn't even watch it much that night either.
Yeah, I did. I had other things on my mind.
Yeah, you did. All right, let's go to Joe in Bucks County. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good to talk to you.
Good, Joe. What's up?
hey, Joe, you kind of disappointed me when Mike was just on. You had a million-dollar question, and you didn't ask it.
What was that?
He said he laid out that we have a simple offense. I was waiting for you to say, well, why do we have that simple offense? Is it Hurts or is it the coaching staff?
He wanted you to get it.
I wanted his opinion on that.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, my God.
It's a good point. And he's on every week with the afternoon show. I'm sure it's going to come up at some point or he's going to be asked it in that way at some point. And it's a good one, Joe. I wish I asked it. I mean, I think all of us deep down kind of realize there's got to be some – the funniest part when this comes up, Joe, is we say the what, but we don't talk about the why, right? Everyone acknowledges the what, which is the offense is simplistic and not like, you know, he was referencing the Rams with Puka and all that movement they do in motion. And it's fair, Joe, because the why is that's the elephant in the room. Are the coaches incapable of drawing it up, or is it they don't think Jalen can run it effectively?
I agree. I think it's both, actually. It's a combination of both, which makes it real challenging. But I have another point here. Boldy made a comment a couple of weeks ago, and it's going to lead into my next couple points, really. He made a comment about Barkley. And I don't know if you guys heard it or not, but he said Barkley's having problems right now finding lanes. Okay? He's not finding the cutback lanes. He's not hitting them. When he gets to go lane, he's gone. He said he went back and looked at tapes of Penn State, and Barkley had the same issues then where he wasn't hitting the cutback lanes. Now, hold on with me. I'm not going to debate that with you one way or the other because that's what he made a comment on. But when you look at the running backs, and I went back and I try to fix things, Joe. I try to look at the why and try to fix them. I looked at some of the top 12 teams record-wise, and they all have a two-back offense. And they're all not better than our two backs. I mean, they're as good as our backs. But they use two backs. There's a primary back, and there's a secondary back that gets about 50 to 60% of the touches as well of the primary back. We use one back. The only other team that does that similar of the top 12 teams is Dallas, and we know where they're going. So I think that's a real deficiency in our narrow predictive offense, number one. Number two, if you look at our receiving group, we only have four receivers that caught over 20 balls all year. If you go down and look at those other 12 teams, they have 8 to 9 to 10 receivers catching 20-plus passes, you know, up to now. So, to me, we have a narrow predictive offense, which I think ties in our coaches along with our quarterback. Why are we only using four receivers? Hey, you. Hey, Joe, hold on 1 second. You, if you're a defender, a defensive coach, and you only got to defend four receivers in only two-thirds of the field, the left side or the right side, and not worry about the middle, how easy is it to defend that?
We've been talking about that for the last couple of weeks. It's very simple, but, you know, we don't know. We don't have all the ins and outs of why the offense is as simplistic as it is.
Yeah, I think in terms of – Joe, it's an interesting point. I think they just – they have so much – I'll go to something Hugh says all the time. Hugh, they have so much money invested in these players, right? The top two receivers, the running back. You know, I think that's part of why they don't use their other players, right? Like, Sirianni's been saying this since he got here. The offense goes through A.J., Devontae, Dallas, and then obviously last year they added Saquon to the mix, right? They don't throw the ball to Dotson much. They don't use – Darius Cooper just got healthy. He played a little bit on Monday. He made a nice block on one of those plays. But, like, they're not going to throw the ball to Darius Cooper. They don't use Tank Bigsby. Mm-hmm. I mean, could those depth pieces make a play once in a while? I'm sure they could, but they don't use them.
Yeah, and it's like we always talk about how the ball is forced to A.J. and things of that nature. A.J.'s the big dog on this offense. And, you know, the unfortunate thing about the last couple of weeks is the fact that A.J. – has had some good games, but we're losing. You know, we're getting him the ball.
Yep.
We're getting AJ the ball, but AJ, we're losing. So we have to figure out a way to, because I do believe in some instances the money is, you know, the reason why certain people get more shine than others. But man, we don't have that luxury anymore. We got to win some football games.
We have
to win football games.
Yeah.
And well, I don't care what that looked like, by the way. I just want to win.
Yeah, I do too. And Mike Mayock, when he was with us, said something that I think we've all thought recently, which is their path to winning is a lot of 22 to 19 games. I get that. I tried to tell you that last week. You didn't want to buy it.
No, I tried to tell you guys.
Okay. We all know the same
thing. We all see it, but we didn't want to believe it.
But I want to lie to myself for this week because it's the Raiders.
Like,
I understand the playoff path is going to involve low-scoring defensive games. If we can't put 28 up on the Raiders, what are we doing here?
Joe.
Hugh.
We're not putting 28 up on
21.
Joe.
Why?
Joe.
No, Hugh, I think we might need to have an intervention.
Joe, 21. Let's get 21, and let's not put the ball in too much.
You already said Jalen's going to have two turnovers Sunday. You thought we'd also let that
slip. I said I'm okay with two turnovers if we're throwing the ball.
Oh, my God.
And matriculating the ball down the field.
If we only score 21 and we have two more turnovers for the quarterback, what's this going to be like?
What's more realistic, Joe? Them scoring 21 or them scoring 28? Seriously.
I think they could score 28.
Joe, I didn't ask you what you think. I said what's more realistic.
21's more realistic.
Okay, Joe.
So,
listen. Live be in your means, Joe. Just quit trying to buy the steak and caviar where you can't afford that.
We are buying the caviar.
We're buying what we had yesterday, the potted meat. Eat the potted meat, Joe.
The
food stuff, the potted meat. In the can. The food is a can. What is it called? Huckatash? Succotash?
Nobody knows what you're talking
Succotash
about.
Succotash is lima corn, beans, right? And corn.
No, it's something else I was thinking about.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What were we talking about yesterday? I forgot. We talk about so much.
What are you talking about?
Liverwurst.
Liverwurst. Joe knew what I was talking about. Eat the liverwurst, Joe. Don't try to buy the steak and shrimp. The scrimps. Eat the liverwurst.
The scrimps.
I just want to point out.
Eat the scrimps.
That succotash and liverwurst could not be any bit different.
But the names are – both of the names are provocative world.
Dude, what?
Let's go to Jack at Morristown. Jack's up on WIP. Hey, Jack.
Hello.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, I don't have any faith in the Eagles offense, but I really called to talk about the Army-Navy game.
Yeah, go
My
for
grandfather
it.
Played for Navy in 19, 16, 17, and 18. And in the 1916 game, he blocked a punt. He played center, and he blocked a punt and returned it for a touchdown. And it was Navy's first touchdown against Army in like 9 years.
And was his name, Quinn Gray?
Pardon me?
Was his name Quinn Gray?
No, Harry Goodstein.
Harry Goodson. I'm looking up the history of the game here, trying to figure out. That's awesome, man.
Program book. And so we would go to Army-Navy games when I was a kid, and we would go to the officers' club and have lunch and then go to the games. And I remember in 1962 watching Kennedy walk across the field at halftime.
That's an awesome memory. Yeah, I mean, the game every year, it's one of those things where it's like everything around the game.
Yeah.
It's awesome, and it's really cool to be here. Jack, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that story with us. It's for one of those things where, like, when Mike Mayock was with us, he was talking about the goosebumps he gets watching this thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mike's been around the game. He's been a GM. He's been a broadcaster. It feels like he really treasures being part of this thing.
Yeah, because it's the purest form of football that you could play, especially nowadays. Mm-hmm. You know, I was on Rick Neuheisel's show earlier, and I heard him talking about the NILs and how there's no loyalty in football anymore because teams or kids change teams all the time, so you don't have the chance to build that camaraderie. One of my fondest memories about playing college football at Central State was the guys that I played with. You know, I got a friend of mine, Brandon Hayes. We talked to him the other night. He played for the Carolina Panthers. He's a part of their history because he got drafted their inaugural year. They picked him up, and he played in the league for a while, man, and he's a part of their history. Like, those are the things that I remember. I have another friend of mine. He works. What they call it? What are the dudes that work on the oil liners or whatever, oil tankers or what, roughnecks or whatever they call those cats? Like, he does that. Play with him. He lives in Texas. Like, those are my friends. Like, everybody that – all along the way that I play football with our family, they're family members. And when you talk about this game and the fact that there are no NIL deals here and the fact that at the end of the game when Mike mentioned it, that they go in the end zone and they sing their alma mater song, that to me is powerful.
Yeah, I mean, really you can make a case it's the last true college football, right?
Because, yeah.
I mean, there are other parts of college football. It's just pro football now. I mean, it's just a lower level pro football with the NIL. This is like old school, and it's an awesome event. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard.
Let me get stall it out, Debo.
Excuse me?
Stall them out.
Okay. Your phone call is coming up. Do you expect the Eagles offense to break out on Sunday? Elliot Shore Parks was on the morning show today. We'll hear what he had to say about the kind of game he expects here. And what do we expect right off the jump? Plus this whole pledge thing. I mean, come on now. Afternoon show, positivity pledge. We have our own pledge here. Just act normal at the game. If they play well, cheer them like always. But if they don't, let them hear it. 215-592-9494. It's a midday show live from Army Navy. Are you ready, Hugh?
Yes.
Okay, on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.